You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad you're with us and hoping you're having a great Monday. Stay with us.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, I'm so excited to be able to tell you that we have helped a number of these special people that we were hoping to when we started talking to you about this on Thursday. Today, another important day if we're going to reach all of them that are in need of a cure. What are we talking about? You stick around. Kevin McCullough.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so good to have you with us. Thank you, and I hope that you had a great weekend. We've been dealing with some very interesting issues in our house stuff you never ask for, nothing that you did anything to deserve, but because of other people's neglect in their own life somehow impact you, and they end up having great impact. So very stressful weekend for the McCulloughs, but we made it through. We're back to Monday. Glad to be back with you. We got a very interesting hour in front of us. And I want to say thank you right up front. I want to say thank you because as of the most recent report that I've gotten just seconds ago, I can now confirm that of the 520 children that we know about in the 16 countries where American Leprosy Mission are currently at work, the 520 names that are on that list, we can mark off 92 of them. So those of you that have helped so far in helping cure a child with leprosy this Christmas season, it's kind of our special Christmas project, we can cross off 92 names of the 520 that have been helped. Friends, that's an amazing thing. That's 92 lives that you've saved. That's 92 kids that you have given the use of their hands and feet for the rest of their lives. You've prevented a disease that would otherwise have just eaten their nerve endings raw. You've given them healthy nerve endings for the rest of their life, which is an amazing thing. It's an amazing miracle that you helped make happen. 800-979-1980 is the number, 800-979-1980. What that means, though, is that there are now 427 children that have not yet been reached. So my goal this week, friends, is to help us get across that finish line. I don't want to leave one of these children behind. But the fact that you have helped 92 children already find a health for their life that they wouldn't otherwise know is just an amazing gift. And because it comes from American Leprosy Mission, it's an evangelical, Christ-centered response as well, and very thankful for that. Now, some people may not have been near the radio last week when Scott Wilder was with me. He's coming back in studio. He'll be with me in the rest of the broadcast today. But leprosy still exists. People don't realize that. People don't realize that this nerve, degenerative nerve disease that basically begins to eat away the tips of the nerve endings in your hands and feet, and then eventually your face and some other areas, that this disease is still active today. In fact, up to 52 children a day are diagnosed with it somewhere in the world. Now, in places of grave poverty and grave need, where there is not an abundance of medical resources, those that suffer with this suffer much more harshly. Because they are in situations where they don't have the multi-drug cocktail treatment that we're applying to the kids that we're reaching this week. And so they may go years with no relief from the symptoms, with no healing in their body, being called a cast out, literally being made to live outside of the community, outside of the town, or outside of the village, or outside of the home. They have to keep themselves self-quarantined. And the amount of shame that they feel over that period of time, where they are involuntarily shunned for the health of everyone else that's there. Friends, it's a tough reality that they deal with. It is really something quite painful to think about, that you don't get to have contact with anyone. You have a child who you love as a mother or father, but they get this disease. You can't even let them live in your house. You have to pray that they are just not going to be, you know, fodder for the wild animals, etc., in the open, because they can't live in your home. You can't give them the protection that they need. They may infect the other children. If it strikes a particular household, a man whose hands and feet are damaged, for instance, can't farm their land. A woman stricken with leprosy who works in the marketplace doesn't have a job. As soon as the symptoms are there, people are beginning to understand, oh, that's that dangerous disease. They have nothing to do with you. There's no relational community. There's no support. So it's a social stigma, but it's also a health problem. Initially the physical health, but ultimately the mental and emotional health as well. Here's what happens, though. You pick up the phone and you call 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. What happens is, when we provide the multi-drug treatment cure, it brings a family back together. So the father who's worried that his daughter is unsafe and is living outside the house, you get the treatment going, you can bring her back into the house. You can allow her to live with her other siblings. There's now safety where there was nothing but doubt and insecurity before. Children can hug on their moms and dads. Brothers and sisters can play together again. And the ability for this cure to work a number of miracles in that life is just beyond the pay. I mean, you can't really describe the joy that it brings. If your child had leprosy and you had to, for the sake of the other children and people in your house, not allow them to live there, it's probably hard for you to even put into words how you would feel about that, what that would make you feel. But I want you to contemplate the joy in the reverse of that, if you were able to get the cure that then no longer made that child contagious and could bring them back. And because it's ALM, American Leprosy Missions, they deliver Bibles to every child that they cure. There's even, in some places, other curriculum and resources that they can give them in addition. But they do all of this in Jesus' name. They explain to the child that the reason that they got the cure for them was because there were Christians back in New York that go to a church that they've never been to that loved them enough to say, yeah, I'll spend $30 to cure a child. $30, friends, that's all it costs to cure one child. In addition to that, the drug takes about 6 to 12 months to totally take effect. So they may not be able to immediately go back to school or whatever, because they're wanting to make sure that it's working. But here is the real kind of key thing to this. once the drug treatment's done, it's done. They don't ever have to go back. There's never any more that has to be done. You take the cocktail, you take it on schedule, you take it on time. You have cured that child. Friends, could you cure five today? Five kids, $30 one-time gift. That's $150. I'm hopeful, I'm prayerful, that as we tell you some stories and as we help you understand the picture, that you'll say, yeah, I can do that. I can see how my $30 would save a child's life right now. 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. You can also give online at am570themission.com, and I hope that you'll do that. Just click on the ALM banner, Americans Leprosy Mission. 800-979-1980. We've saved the lives of 92 kids. 427 are what we have remaining, and we need you to ask, how many could you help? 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had cancer. I have fibromyalgia. I have nerve damage and fatigue. I have thalassemia. I'm hypoglycemic. So my life since cancer, I've had to learn how to live with it. But starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
AM 570, The Mission. We are on a mission to help bring a very Merry Christmas to a number of kids with the American Leprosy Mission, curing kids of leprosy. Scott Wilder, these kids are in 16 countries across the world. Who are they? Introduce us to one.
I'll tell you, they are children just like your children, just like my children. They're kids that want to run and laugh and play and hug and hold hands as they walk down to the river together as they go fishing. We meet children in all of these countries who are simply wanting to be normal, not wanting to be special in any good sense, and certainly not in any bad sense. But if you have leprosy, it divides you, it separates you from the community, it separates you from your family. You know, at this Christmas time, Christmas for us as a family is all about being together, and I mean really together. You see people you hadn't seen in a while, and you hug them. You touch them. You sit next to them on the couch. You watch a little football together. Sit at the same table and have food together. Share time and fellowship. Can't do that if you have leprosy. So we're bringing, yes, the cure to leprosy to children in 16 countries this holiday season, this Christmas season. But we're also restoring dignity. That's really what we're doing, and bringing families back together. Would you join us doing that? It's easy to do.
$30 cures one child permanently. Could you do a gift for three kids of $90, or maybe five for $150? How many stockings are hung by your chimney with care this year? Could you do one child for each stocking? It's about the cost of a stocking stuffer, $30. But instead of some trinket or something else, you're curing them for good? 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Call right now. 800-979-1980. You can also give online by going to am570themission.com. But don't delay. Make this a Merry Christmas for a child. 800-979-1980.
How would you like to buy or lease your next new car knowing you got it for less than any dealer price? How would you like to know that you can also get the same insurance coverage for that car for less? How would you like to have someone else do all the legwork and even deliver your new car right to you? And do all this without wasting time in a car dealership? If this sounds too good to be true, well, it's not. Buy or lease the new car you're looking for at the best price with Vineyard Auto Group. And the Christian principles Vineyard Auto Group has built their business on provide added security. Call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO. That's 866-965-AUTO, or visit vineyardautogroup.com. Once again, that's vineyardautogroup.com or 866-965-AUTO, 866-965-AUTO.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joyful ring, a caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Da-da-da-ray, while people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, Scott Wilder from American Leprosy Mission is back with us. And Scott, we can thank people and we can challenge people. What we really need to let them know, though, is that there are still a number of children that we have not yet helped. And that's why we're coming to them boldly today.
You know, 52 children every single day are diagnosed with leprosy around the world. 52. That means to stay at the curve. We need to cure 52 kids of leprosy, just to keep it even. And for those that are diagnosed, you have to know there are some diagnosing is a smaller number than the people that contract it. You have to find them. I mean, when you go to where I've been, these countries in Africa, and when you get in a Jeep and you go in the Jeep until literally the end of the road, there is no more road. The road ends. And you go 2 hours that way, and then you have to walk another 2 hours into villages, through creeks, that kind of stuff, just to find where people live. This is what American Leprosy Missions does so well. And so 52 kids every single day are diagnosed, but more than that, contract leprosy every single day. So even though it's not, you know, we always say just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening. You can cure 3 kids of leprosy here at Christmas time. Bring back a world of hugs, bring back children to their families, moms to their families, dads back to the families. That's just part of what you do when you cure leprosy. So the stigma is no longer there with them. I mean, really, you are changing the life of someone and potentially saving their lives. I mean, obviously, leprosy is not a fatal disease per se, but it certainly can lead to things that can kill people. For example, I think yesterday or before we mentioned something about a man who didn't know his shoe was on or shoe was off.
Right.
He had no idea. I mean, he's walking on rocks, you know, in 105, 10 degree weather. He has no idea if his shoe is on or his shoe is off because he has no more sensation in the soles of his feet. He cuts his feet. He is exposed. I mean, I don't want to, you know, be too graphic, but I mean, we saw exposed bones. We saw all kinds of things. We were there, missing fingers, missing toes, missing limbs. I mean, it's terrible what this disease does to people around the world. And so today we think of the children and say, hey, you know what? We're going to cure leprosy in 100 kids today or 200 kids today. And $90 can do that in 3. Maybe you'd look at the number of stockings. Maybe you'd look at the number of kids you're going to have gathered around you or did at Thanksgiving and now will again at Christmas. And out of an attitude of gratitude, not out of guilt, but out of gratitude, we say, Lord, thank you. What can I do today?
800-979-1980 is where you make that call and make that gift. 800-979-1980. 52 kids a day are diagnosed, and our wonderful listeners provided the cure for 52 children yesterday. Now, that leaves about 460 children on this list that we've identified that need our help. And so, friend, I'm not ashamed to say we have a lot of children that we still need yet to reach, and we need your help. So there's ways that that can happen. If you're someone that has had a good year and you're thinking about maybe wanting to do something quite philanthropic at the end of the year and say, I want to use my material blessing for someone's good, a $3,000 gift today, right now, would cure 100 children. If we had four of you that were willing to step up and do that, we'd have almost all the children taken care of. Mm-hmm. If we had those of you that could do a $300 gift, which would be 10 kids, we would need a few more of you. But again, we're talking about 8,000 churches in the New York tri-state area. Those of you that go to the different ones, you know what you're capable of doing. You know what your Sunday school class could do. You know what your family could do. You know how you could provide one way or the other. The question is, are you willing to, and does it make an actual difference? And Scott, along those lines, the head of American Leprosy Mission has some very pointed thoughts about it.
Yeah, Bill Simmons.
Most people don't know there's leprosy. They think it's an ancient disease that's stuck on the pages of the Bible. But the reality is that hundreds of thousands of people around the world get leprosy every year. Millions of people around the world are disabled some way for the rest of their lives because of this disease.
Bill Simmons is president of American Leprosy Missions.
And the idea that there are millions disabled from this, that's why we try to get to the children quickly, because the longer that it takes root, we can stop it no matter where it is on the spectrum. But getting to the children is the key.
You know, when I was in Cote d'Ivoire last time, and the Ivory Coast, and I went to a leprosy hospital where we were for 2 days, we met a man who'd been there. Now, some of the people there were only there temporarily because they were going to be fixed and sent back, and they would have no signs of it. Other people had lost limbs, and it became almost an institute, a leprosy institute. Some people had been there for decades. They'd lived there. And we met one man who was almost blind, and he talked about his family and how he had missed his family, and he talked about how his life was before and what it was like today. And he opened his Bible, and he took out some photos that were in like a little plastic wrap. We would say like a Ziploc bag,
right,
sort of wrapped around in plastic. And he undid them gingerly and handed them to us. And the pictures were so faded. They were so much different, worn.
Right.
He said, "This is my wife, and this is my daughter." And I couldn't help but thinking that his body had become like those photos. Those photos had aged, and the photos had deteriorated. The photos were nothing like what they were, what they were intended to be. But he held on to them because they were so important to him, and kept them in his Bible. And his body was ravaged, and he would never leave there.
Yeah.
And he was resigned to that. But we also met people who were there to be fixed. They had been found early and cured early. And so they had some rehab-type stuff to do, and they'd be back in their villages shortly. So it was remarkable to be there and to see sort of both ends of the spectrum, people that had it before we could get to them.
Yeah.
And were damaged, and we could not do much except to stop the disease. But the good side is when you find a child, a young person, or an adult that has just contracted leprosy, you can make sure that they'll never for the rest of their lives have any sign that they ever had this devastating disease.
Friends, it's us loving them, it's us getting them the cure, and it's us taking it in the name of Jesus that reunites them with their family and gives them a Merry Christmas this year. Would you be willing to do that? 800-979-1980. Thank you to those who have. We do not want to forget about you. And if you have already called and given a gift, would you offer a prayer right now that the Lord would work in your neighbor's hearts for them to do their part as well? 800-979-1980. $150 gift helps five kids right now. This Christmas helps them right now. 800-979-1980. $150 helping five kids. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. You can also give online. I find it to be faster personally. It takes about 90 seconds. If you go to am570themission.com and click on the ALM banner. 800-979-1980. Kevin McCullough, this is AM570 The Mission, asking you to help us change the world.
Would your church or small business like to save big money in 2019? Thousands of churches and small businesses around the country are saving money by lowering their telecommunications, credit card processing fees, and small package costs. And they did it with the help of Schooley Mitchell, the country's largest independent business optimization consulting firm. It's simple, and there's no cost, risk, or obligation to find out if you'll save thousands. Just set up a no-cost phone consultation. Schooley Mitchell does the rest. They'll analyze your current invoices and let you know how much you can save. You can even keep your current vendors, except now you'll be paying the same rates as much bigger churches and businesses. Schooley Mitchell has helped over 18,000 businesses like yours find savings that go right to your bottom line. They have the expertise, resources, and tools to get this done so you can focus on running your business, church, or charity. To find out more, call Schooley Mitchell's business optimization specialist for the New York metro area, Jim Smith, at 914-672-7991. That's 914-672-7991.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You want to hear the best deal of the Christmas season? It's a very special offer from our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. When you purchase any piece of jewelry from now through January 7th, you'll get up to $500 off your purchase. That's right, whatever the price is, Lord's will slash up to $500 off the price. So whether you're in the market for an engagement ring, wedding bands, bracelets, pendants, or earrings, you'll get up to $500 off your purchase. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite of Kevin McCullough listeners for many years. Lord's will work within your budget to design the piece of jewelry of your dreams and follow up with caring that is unmatched anywhere. And you'll get an additional $500 off your purchase. Call now to set up an appointment and get that special piece of jewelry for that special someone. Anu, 212-789-8500. She'll answer the phone. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, Gift Baskets.com.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far. Field and fountain.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, and we do wish you a very Merry Christmas. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to be able to partner once again with American Leprosy Mission. They're all about making a change. You know, we are called the Mission here at AM 570 because we ask you to help us change the world. And this is literally one of those world-changing things. ALM, Scott, if I remember correctly, started right here in the tri-state area. They were, I think, suburban New Jersey in their original address many years ago, more than 100 years ago. And all these years have been taking, because this cure didn't exist, I don't think, for the full 100 years, but
no.
Different things have come along. They've been ministering to
sure.
people afflicted all this time, but now that they have the cure to offer, it's become even more important.
You know, and one step further than that is we've been working for years on a vaccine. And the vaccine process, as you probably know, is a very lengthy thing with the FDA and with the international bodies and international organizations. But it has just entered, I think, a little less than a year ago, it entered the human clinical trial stage, which means that within the next 2 years, perhaps, Lord willing, there could be a vaccine for leprosy, which could change, be a game changer.
Sure.
For now, it's just wonderful we have a cure. We can cure leprosy. We can eradicate a leprosy from the world if we can get to everyone that has leprosy and keep them on the medication. So that's what American Leprosy Missions does and does so well. You know, when you go into a village, I remember going into a village to see a man that was 44 years old, and he had leprosy, and his fingers were a bit gnarled, almost like in a claw-like position, and he couldn't really force them to move all the way out. But
right.
that cannot really be completely undone. So that's why we want to catch kids really early. But while we were there to see this man, who's 44 years old, and we took him some food, and we bathed his feet and took care of him in medicine and special shoes that he could use and would stay on his feet. He wouldn't have to worry about not feeling the soles of his feet. We saw a little girl, 10 years old, in the edge of the crowd. You know, when you go to these villages in another part of the world, especially in Africa, not a lot of blue-eyed people in Africa. I mean, there's some, but not a lot of blue-eyed people in Africa. And so when you go into a place like this, you stand out, as you can imagine.
A little bit, yeah.
And so people begin to gather. And it's weird because there are like two circles that form around wherever you are. They're far enough away that they could get away if they needed to, but they're close enough to be able to hear what you're saying. And that's really the whole village will come out and say, who are these people? What are they doing? And so we're talking to this man. We're sharing the love of Jesus with him. We're sharing the gospel with this man, making sure he has his medication, all this stuff. But then other villages come too, and they form another circle on the outside of that. And so we see a woman with us is trained in all this, and she saw a little girl. And in fact, it's the little girl on the banner. If you go to the radio station
AM
website,
AM570themission.com.
Yeah, if you go to AM570themission.com, that's our girl. That's Grace. I was there. We took that picture of her on Thanksgiving. And so we saw her on the edge of the crowd, and this woman said, you know what? I'm pretty sure she has leprosy, and let's go find her guardian or what. It's not always parents in
she thought that because of the distance she was keeping from the crowd?
No, that's a good question. The little girl didn't even know she had it.
Oh, wow.
So she was mixed in there with everybody else. But there's a certain, they call it patches. We would call it maybe blotches or discolorations. On a dark-skinned person, it presents as a lighter tone of that color.
Gotcha.
On a white person or a lighter-skinned person, it might present as a pinkish blotch.
Okay.
And it turns out she did have them. And I could not have noticed it without you pointing it out to me. But this woman was trained. And she said, okay, we got to go find her. We got to go find her minder or her guardian or her parents or grandparents and make sure that she is diagnosed and make sure she doesn't have leprosy. She did have leprosy. And so we were able to get her diagnosed and get her the medication. But that's a great example of what American Leprosy Missions does in the 16 countries around the world. You go in to take care of the people you already know about. But while you're there, it's an eagle eye. I mean, you're looking out to see who else might need our help. We've found cases where one sibling has it, and then the other sibling gets it. And the next time you're visiting the village 2 months later, it's his spread. And so, but by going for the people that we know have it, we take care of the people that don't yet have it.
Yeah.
And that way we stop it very quickly.
Friends, we're talking about giving a permanent cure to an ancient disease. This has been around since biblical times, and it still afflicts people. But this multi-drug treatment that American Leprosy Missions can take, when they go in there, and Scott has referenced this in the on the air in the past, but they go in and like with Grace, they help a little girl get this cure. That suddenly says something to Grace's dad and her mom and the rest of her family, and that says, hey, we care about you, but why? Why do you care about us? Oh, well, because Jesus loves you. And who's this Jesus? And all those questions get to be asked and answered at that point. So it's the spread of the gospel, the cure for a little child, and you make it happen. 800-979-1980.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Yeah, I'm sending you a Merry New York Christmas and a prayer for peace on earth within our time.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You call the phone number, 800-979-1980. You give a gift of $30, and a child somewhere in the next couple of months is going to start on a medical treatment, and then they're gonna be rid of a disease that has plagued them since probably birth. Now, that's not an overstatement. That's what happens. 800-979-1980. But who is that child? What are they dealing with? Why are they struggling with this disease? And who are we working with to make that happen? That's what we're going to tell you now. Scott Wilder's here, American Leprosy Missions, back in studio. This is our third year to work with Scott and the team from ALM. And, Scott, it's a joy to know that that Christmas miracle works when we call that number.
And it's something, you know, a little bit from us means a lot. I mean, a little as much when it's in the hands of the Lord, of course. And just a little tiny bit from us, less than probably the amount that you might put in someone's Christmas stocking.
You know, I had an aunt, and she was famous in the house. And I think I told you this before we were on the air, but all of the nieces and nephews, she was a great aunt, so she was sister to our grandparents. Mm-hmm. And she would never fail to get every cousin a Christmas card. Mm-hmm. She couldn't live near all of us. And she was famous for sending exactly $30 mm-hmm. in the Christmas card
Isn't
for every cousin. And now you're saying, you know, for $30 cure a child. I'm like, wow, that my Aunt Barbara could have cured dozens of
Isn't
children.
That something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can do that today. I mean, it's really easy to do. It's ours to do. Some have already done. Can I thank a couple of people
Absolutely.
That have called in the last couple of minutes? I want to thank Abdias, I think is the pronunciation in the city, in New York City. William in Newburgh, thank you. A $60 one-time gift can cure leprosy in a brother and sister. Carol Ann in South Ozone Park, thank you. Patricia in Stratford, Connecticut. Jacqueline in Valley Stream, New York. And TC said, I want to do this for five kids.
Nice.
It's a $150 one-time gift. So maybe TC saw or heard us talk about the number of stockings above the mantle or on the mantle near the fireplace or along the banister of your stairwell.
Or stuck to the bulletin board. You know, it's depending on where you put your stockings.
Exactly. So, you know, maybe he counted, or maybe TC, a man or woman, counted that up and said, you know what, we're going to do that in our household. And you mentioned before off the air what a good thing it is to do for kids to be able to understand that you know, just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening.
Right.
You know, because I live in Dallas, and American Airlines is based in Dallas. I fly American because of scheduling as many places as I can. And every time I get on the plane, they're part of their international network of airlines is called One World.
Right.
And every time I walk past that, I almost say out loud, I've seen it. It's not. It's not One World. It's very different worlds. And so, you know, we have an opportunity and an obligation, I think, as parents, especially as believers, to introduce our children to the differences between the way they've been brought up. That's one of the ways that we can assure, or as much as you can, influence that our kids are appreciative, that they see the difference between what they have and the way they live and the way a 10-year-old or whatever in another part of the world lives. And today, you know, I remember meeting a little girl named Grace on Thanksgiving. A girl, I was with Grace on Thanksgiving. You were saying Grace on Thanksgiving. I was with Grace on Thanksgiving, and a little 10-year-old girl with leprosy. And we were able to find her and diagnose her and get her cured. And this year, she will never show the signs that she ever had leprosy. Just because of people like in this audience who call the number.
800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. If you're in that stage where you're really wanting to help redefine what Christmas should be in your house, it may be hard to figure out, well, what am I supposed to do? Go volunteer at a soup kitchen? And can I take my kids into dangerous places, et cetera? Maybe that's not always for you. Maybe something like this where you can sit down and say, hey, here's a disease and here's a child that is suffering. But when we give ourselves in love to that person through this simple gift, we're going to give them a few things. We're going to give them a cure for their disease. We're going to give them the gospel of Jesus through ALM. And then we're going to give them something that you do get. You get mom and dad on Christmas Day. You get to curl up in our lap and mm-hmm. give us a hug and be told a story. Mm-hmm. This child's never had that opportunity. Mm-hmm. There's just an amazing amount of stuff that they all of a sudden understand and kind of own. And friend, you can depart that into, you can put that in their hearts. You can help them appreciate what this season is like even more by doing that. And then I love Scott's idea. Just pick how many kids are in your house or how many stockings are on your fireplace or how many cousins you are if you're a great aunt that you give $30 to and say, okay, I want to help that many children. 800-979-1980. But Scott, if we don't understand what what difference it makes, it's harder for us to imagine. So tell us how it
makes
a difference.
Well, I would just say, listen to this, because it's a great reminder that it is not one world.
I have struggled my whole life. Everyone hates me and discriminates against me. They won't let me touch anything. I can't use the water pump. I can't touch the food utensils. And I am living in this cave beside the animals. It is a very bad situation for me, but I don't have any other options.
That woman is in Nepal. Nepal is one of the 16 countries that American Leprosy Missions works in, delivering the cure and the care for those who are suffering from leprosy.
Do it because you've got a reason, because you desire to make a difference, because your kids need to have a good example put in front of them in terms of how Jesus loves other people and what this is all about. And friends, when we do that together, when the body of Christ, and I want you to get this picture in your head, when all 8,000 churches here in New York City put our arms around these kids, when we say to these kids, you don't have to live as a diseased outcast in your community. We're going to give you the cure. You cure one kid for $30, three for $90, five for $150. Friends, maybe your small group could do a group of 10. Maybe your small group could do 100 children. That would be a $3,000 gift. Whatever the math is, you figure that part out. My job is not to tell you what to give. It's just to present the need and ask you to consider. And that's what you guys do every single year. 800-979-1980. Over 1,200 children cured in the last 2 years. We want to see that get closer to 1,800 this year. 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. And again, you can give online if you get to am570themission.com and click on the ALM banner, the American Leprosy Missions. Interestingly, they started right here in the New York area many, many years ago, and still in operation all these years later. Let's help them expand their mission this year in these 16 countries. 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors and Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There's no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, or visit their website, connorsandsullivan.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's Christmas time, And that means engagement time. If you or someone you know is shopping for an engagement ring, take my advice. Since it's one of the most important purchases of your lifetime, do yourself a favor and make sure you use a reputable, trustworthy jeweler that takes the time explaining every detail and making sure that you get the engagement ring that you'll be proud of for the rest of your life. Call to set up an appointment with Anew. 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds. 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
And today, hopefully giving you what you need to know to make a difference. Hopefully giving you what you need to know so that you're able to, like we will tonight with the kids at the table. Say, guys, it's time again. What do you mean, Dad? No, it's time. You remember last year we talked about how Christmas isn't about getting one more Lego set or one more dress-up princess dress? And this is the real big one in our house because the three-year-old, she's got her Elsa and her Anna and whatever else. She's like, no. It's not about getting this Christmas. It's about what we can do for others. Well, who should we do it for, Dad? Well, I don't know. What does the Bible say about helping those that are in need? What does the Bible say about helping those who are sick? What does the Bible say about helping those who don't have a father? And it's not necessarily that their father doesn't live this time. It's that they can't be near their father. What does the Bible say about those people? Well, Dad, I think he would want us to do something about it. Yeah, I think he would. So what do you think we should do? Well, I don't know. Can we give them a gift? Well, we can. But what do you think they most need? Well, I don't know. If they're sick, they probably want to get well. Yeah, they probably do. And what about you? What about you, James and Jonathan and Charlotte? What if you couldn't have Christmas with Mom and Dad? What if you couldn't sit on our lap on Christmas morning and hug our neck and say, wow, this is special. What about that? Dad, I wouldn't like that at all. I want to be with you and Mom on Christmas Day. Okay, so now that we know that, then what can we do for these children? Well, Dad, we got to help them. We got to help them. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to call the number. Dad's going to pull out his credit card, and we're going to give a gift, and we're going to decide. Now, how many kids can we help? 597. Well, maybe we can't do that this morning. But what can we do? Friends, you can have that same conversation. It's simple and easy to do. 800-979-1980. It's going to go a long way to helping a child this Christmas. And I am grateful to Scott Wilder and American Leprosy Missions and just their reminder that to do good is to do God's work, to do good for these children who have no one to do good for them. Helping the least of these really is doing it as though we're doing it to Jesus, right? So let's do that. 800-979-1980. There's 520 kids. They already know who they are. They already know where they are. They know how to get the medicines to them. We just need to do it. $30 cures one child. Can you give a gift of $300 today? Can you give a gift of $150? Can you give a gift of $90? You're going to help children get cured and find Jesus at the same time. 800-979-1980. Scott's back tomorrow. We're going to spend a couple of days together. 800-979-1980 or online at am570themission.com. Now go and make this a Merry Christmas. 800-979-1980.